Hello.
Hey, you're back. Thank God.
Yeah.
So the topic we are doing today is going to be our final episode for this season. And then we're going to go on a long break like we usually do before we do season three. Wait, is season three? So this is season two.
Before this is important.
Before we do season four. I'm sorry, I'm tired from class. So, guys, welcome to another segment of the Hit or Miss podcast with Tomiwa and I. This segment is pretty controversial. So, if you're listening, please have an open mind. I'm only raising these questions because I feel these conversations are important and I want to learn. Also, I want to share what I'm thinking. So, yes, please have an open mind. I'm not trying to cook anybody, not trying to fish for clout or anything. I'm just like, this is something that strikes me as odd. But I feel, or I have noticed, that with humans, we have an easier time connecting with tragedy when it happens to one person. When it happens to one person, it becomes personal. We know the person's name, we know the person's face, and we're like, oh, we're mourning this person particularly, we're mourning this person specifically. On the flip side, when a tragedy befalls a group of people, it becomes merely a statistic, except for the people, directly involved or related to the victims, of course. I'm going to set examples. So before, you guys think I'm reaching here, let me set a few examples. Recently, we got the shocker that Takeoff passed away or passed on. I don't still know the right term for that thing, Sha. Anyway, Takeoff passed on. God rest his soul. And everybody and their mom is suddenly, it's not a bad thing to say, rest in peace, Takeoff. Definitely, I want him to rest in peace. I'm not bothered by the fact that people are acknowledging the fact that he died. What I'm saying is, everybody's coming out of the woodwork to say, Takeoff, my thoughts and prayers to Quavo at this time. Blah 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 blah. Suddenly everybody's jamming Bad and Bougie again. Song that came out, I don't know what, 2016, 2017. Okay, I'm just trying to be humorous. But my point is, with Takeoff, it's easier to mourn him, or it's easier to connect with that tragedy because it's Takeoff. He's an integral member of the Migos. He is successful, he's popular, he's dead. But when it happens, when tragedy happens to people, in a group, for instance, the victims of the Bayelsa flood because of the Cameroon Dam, or well, because of the incompetence of the Nigerian government, we don't have names for these people. So the loss is not personal. And as such, we just, call it a statistic. We're just like, okay, a group of people died. They are victims of this flood. My thoughts and prayers to them. End of story. We don't connect with their plight, and I feel it's odd because this is loss on a grand scale. If anything, we should feel that more than the loss of a person. As I said before, I'm not trying to downplay anybody's, loss or anything. I feel if you want to grief take off, you should. But my own is I'm just, stating an observation. We don't, and it's more than take off. Look at Davido's son too. It's the same thing. Davido's son. What else? Okay, now I'll say the only exception I've seen to this observation is the fact that with the End SARS protests, the victims of police brutality, for the most part, we connect. The reason we connect is because many of us are unified by this tragedy. Many of us connect to this tragedy because we have lived these scenarios. In one way or the other, as a Nigerian youth, as a Nigerian Gen Z, millennial, you must have had a brush in with the police force. Many times it's not pleasant. It's not a pleasant experience. So we get it. We can relate. And because we can relate, when there is a loss, it becomes personal because it could have been us. I think those are the only times when there's an exception to this, my hypothesis, of course. I think those are the only times when we feel it could have been us that died. I feel that's when we feel, okay, shit, this is sad. Plus, many of the enters, matters. I'll call them matters because that's what they are in my heart. They died for what they did. Many of these matters have faces and names, but we have given faces and names to them, making the grief or making the tragedy more personal. So that's just my observation, Sha. I want to know your thoughts on it, Tomiwa, and also our audience. I'd like to know your thoughts. So you guys can shoot at us on our Instagram and even on Anchor here, if you're listening on Anchor. Yeah, Tomiwa, anything to add?
I feel like our best conversations come when we're discussing one-on-one on a DM.
True.
Even way better than whatever we discuss on the podcast, whatever we decide to script and talk together, even the unscripted episodes too. It's like a free flow of conversation, ideas and
thoughts. Yeah.
And which is why I wanted us to immediately talk about it on the podcast so that it can seem like you and I are having a conversation rather than it's been a podcast as a whole. Yeah. And yes, you're right. We're ending it up here because Jude and I have resumed school. Asu has decided to throw us back to the wolves. And it has not been easy, to be honest. It hasn't been easy at all. I have not had time to settle down and hold my laptop and do something aside.
Tomo, I cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I feel
I stopped hearing you when you said something about you have not had time to take your laptop and listen to and do something. That's where the thing cut off.
Oh, strange. Make glue not do any how to deal. I said I've not had the time to take my laptop to do anything that is not, as African parents would say, it's monumental to the establishment of my future or anything that's in relation to schoolwork. Not had time to do anything like that. It's just one thing after the other. Then when I now have time, it's now burnout. Then I sleep. Then the next day starts. Then it's the same old cycle of hell. But that's that. That's that. To this topic, I believe that a chunk of people, I don't know how large or how small, a chunk of people, it's the same way XXXTentacion died and he gained millions of followers even after his death. Why? For relation, whereby people are having a discourse and you're like, oh, yo, man, I even follow him. I know his posts. He did this, that, and you want to like have something to show that, okay, you know what you're talking about, a sense of, what I call it, a safe point in your discourse, where you're like, are you even following him that you know this? Something around that ish. So some people want to relate to a topic. Some people just want to have a talking point. Because once it's one person, rather than a general populace, you can say as much as you want. See, you mentioned the NSAS martyrs. When they died, each person that died, there was a whole talking point to them where you see one post saying, oh, this person was just standing in one place and they shot him and he died. Another person talking about the same matter would say something like, oh, the only child of his mother, blah, 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 blah. There is always a talking point revolving around one person. But ironically, when it's a group of people, the talking point reduces. Again, this is what I've just realized or deduced. I may be wrong, I may be right. Who knows? But it's what I deduce. When it's a general populace, the talking point reduces. Look at this place in South Korea where a lot of people crushed and died.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why it was a talking point, because one, in Nigeria, I don't know about there, but why was everybody here in Nigeria is because one, no.
BTS.
Nigerian women.
Keep up.
That's all I would say. Drama. Nigerian women. Whatever Jude says, it's not me and him, it's just Jude.
Yes, I'm cooking the army. They should come for me, I beg. I'm tired. Of, I'm...
army should not come for you. I'm not there.
I beg, I'm joking, no. I beg. I've heard rumors. You guys are crazy.
That was Jude, man. Not me, man. I'm different.
Anyways. I'm sure they'll be vexing. They'll be vexing now, because like BTS has not released in a while. No pun intended. They have not dropped in a while because they are too busy doing army drills.
Why like this? So it's sort of that way because Nigerian women, and because it was something nobody could envision would happen. So when you take away something that you can envision happening, and you take away a populace, and it's just a singular entity that is now famous again, or there's some sort of fame attached to it, I don't finish. If it was somebody in my area that died, because one, there is no popularity to it, so I can't make some sort of discourse on the internet. There, it should just be like, oh, that guy that he died. I mean, there was this statistic that came out recently that 30 states in the 36 states of Nigeria are flooded, and nobody is saying anything about it. Nobody. If Dangote's house was flooded today, for example, there will be a discussion about it. That even the rich, there will be a post. Somebody will put something on Twitter like, even the rich cannot escape natural phenomenon. You know, stuff like that. Because it's a singular person that has that popularity, that has that gain. Also, I feel it's that same way because, say, for example, a dead person. I don't want to use examples of people, you know, because let's have respect for the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Say a person dies now, yeah, and you see it all over your WhatsApp status. Say the guy is a painter, a popular painter dies. It's all over your WhatsApp status. Oh, rest in peace, this guy, rest in peace, this guy, rest in peace, this guy. Lots of people are posting it. It gets weird. Like, you, when he was even alive, there was no attribution to this person. Then after
he's dead, everybody is done.
In some way, it starts to feel like hypocrisy. But I like to look at it from this point of view, whereby if somebody you know dies, the people on your WhatsApp status don't know that person for them to be all to also say rest in peace to this person. Yeah, it's something that comes with popularity. Once you are popular, there is just this attachment of emotion to who you are. When Chadwick Boseman died, just the final message from his family garnered millions of likes. I believe it's the highest on Twitter right now, and comments and retweets and whatever. But when he was alive, bro was nowhere hitting a quarter of that amount. I mean, niggas didn't even like him because he was Black Panther. Facts.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now I can't hear you again.
Sorry.
Hello. Oh, can you hear me now?
I can. I could always hear you. It was my fault this time.
Okay.
But after he died, and I think I was even guilty of this because I'd mocked him before he died, saying probably was trying to do like Christian Bale for a movie. Because Christian Bale actually did a movie where he had to lose serious weight and look like a walking dead.
Oh God, Jesus Christ, why? Why? Oh God, guy, this is not a good look at all.
Man. And I was saying respect the dead. What's wrong with me? It just happened. It just happened. The point is, fame brings about all of these things. If the next person to you is famous, there would be lots of people to telling the person rest in peace or giving their goodwill or giving their hot takes on the person's life.
Yeah.
There'll be lots of repetition on social media. Because not only you know the person, a lot more people than you can imagine also know the person. And I feel it's in human nature to at least give your final goodbyes, so to say, to the person, irrespective of how it sounds or how it is. Then there are the regular idiots that say something like, "Oh, rest in peace, take off. You were the greatest writer," something like that.
Those we won't feel among.
Yeah, the Philharmonk people. And there are a lot of Philharmonks. I don't know if they do it for the comedy of it, or they do it just to because they actually want to Philharmonk. I just feel it is not necessary to always contribute to a topic. You know?
True.
You don't have to always contribute to your topic because every other person is contributing to it. A lot of people know Takeoff. Yeah. A lot of people that also don't know him would say rest in peace because they want to contribute it because they are also, in quotes, empathetical. But that is a form of empathy that I don't understand, where you have nothing in relation to the person, but you then put the person on your status, your story. You talk about the person like you had some sort of, I don't know, interpersonal relationship with the person. It's just weird. It's the way I see it. My raw, unfiltered thoughts on this topic.
My own is, I just want to see, is going to be laughable the way his label is going to exploit this thing, because we saw it with people like X and Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD dropped music last week. He has been dead for how many years now? This man dropped music last week. When is he going to end? When the fuck does he end? I feel it's going to happen with Takeoff as well. We'll be in
I don't think
2030.
Quavo will allow it happen.
Well, I don't know. I don't. Are they the ones that have creative do they have creative freedom when it comes to dropping their shit? Because if they don't have creative freedom, they might not have a say.
Damn.
Because let's think about it. There are labels that force artists to have a presence on TikTok because they feel TikTok is going to drive traffic to the artist. I don't know, Spotify or generally the artist's ca career. Many artists are not having it. Many artists don't like it. Many artists like to live a private life, a secluded life where they just want to chill and be on their own. They don't want to be in the public eye unless they are going on tour or, for shows and stuff like that. But sometimes labels just exploit these people. I feel it can happen with the whole Takeoff thing, especially because now that he's dead, there's like a whole lot of money to be made. People are very, like, big firms are, the capitalism is immense. It's crazy. And this is a potential cash grab. Everybody's like, let's milk this thing until there's nothing else to milk. And I feel it's going to happen. I mean, definitely, I don't think I've listened to Juice WRLD's, and I don't think I've listened to any Juice WRLD project after he died, Sha. Apart from like the ones I used to fuck with before he died, Lucid Dreams and his first album. But at a point, anytime I go on Spotify and I see somebody is featuring Juice WRLD, somebody that is dead, do not they wake him up or waiting? I don't understand. They'll not tell me it's unreleased, unreleased. How many unreleased person won't get? Ah. So at a point, I feel it gets disgusting when I know they might feel and they are preserving a person's memory, but obviously it's not you're not preserving a person's memory. You're trying to exploit a fan base that's grieving. You're trying to exploit the fact that people miss this person. People want to hear this person. And I think is there's a reason why these things were unreleased. These artists might have felt, okay, these things are not good enough for people to listen to. But then you guys would take these things, chop it, and I don't know what producers do, the magic they used to do, Sha, and then they just release it. Because they feel ah, people need to hear this guy, people need to hear this guy, people need to hear this guy. Let's capitalize on the fact that he's dead. It's unfair, and I feel it's going to happen with Takeoff. So I might be wrong. I hope it doesn't. But if it does, then I definitely call it. Bingo.
I feel creatives need to maintain their rights on their creativity, 100% right on creativity, whereby they make decisions for every and anything that can happen with their creative outlets. But then again, it's difficult because to make it, you need sponsor. You need
Exactly.
sponsor, even though you see Shige. And before they sponsor you, they will then take, I think labels take about 80% of profits. Yeah, labels or
Eh?
sponsors. Yeah, check it out. Well, this I heard. I don't know how true it is. When
What's
Korede
what?
Benin was actually really popular in Nigeria, when he dropped Godwin with Mavins and everything, he was staying at somebody's boys' quarter.
Ah, that's ironic. Fuck. Oh,
Goodness.
God.
See, like, sometimes God doesn't really win for
Oh,
you,
my God.
but
I wasn't going to say that. Wasn't
so all those record labels, all those RCA records, whatever, they'll give you an advance, yeah, on, so you make an album. So use the advance to pay for producers, pay for whatever you need to do, mixing, mastering. Sometimes for merch, whatever it is, then once this shit is out, I think sometimes it's with tour money also. Whatever you make on tour, whatever you make from, see, the rights of the music, yeah, 80% goes to them, about 20 goes to you. I think the highest I've ever heard of is 30.
I don't want to believe that J. Cole and Eve are exploiting
No. J.
Dreamville
Cole now is the owner of Dreamville, the North Run Street.
niggas. No, I'm not saying that. I just don't want to believe that he's running bars and Jade Street. Guy, I look up to that
Ari Lennox, yeah,
Yeah.
was talking with somebody on Twitter. I think Ari Lennox dropped some songs on SoundCloud for fun, yeah, or on a totally different name. So somebody was like, oh, I wish your label gave you enough freedom to do what you want. I just like, wait, oh. I have 100% freedom on my shit. I just do it for fun.
That's cool.
Yeah,
J.
I
Cole
think
is a
probably
genius.
that's why Kendrick left TDE,
TDE,
because let's be
okay.
honest, he was carrying that, him and SZA were carrying that label. I see no other person. As I actually they try, but not like Kendrick, not like SZA. So after doing all of that and making all that money, and maybe on Kendrick's part, they might have given him half, because without him, they are nothing. Maybe, I don't know, whatever their deal was. For bigger artists, we tend to not know their deals anymore. But he's now the creator of PG Lang, and the only thing he might ever need to pay for is a distribution company. Someone that like distributes your music and does promotion and stuff, basically. So like, he's going to probably keep all the profits he's going to make from music moving forward now. I
That's
think the
cool.
only ways artists actually make money is from going to shows. That's one. Number two is from, I don't know, man, from tours. And number
Sponsorship.
three, from doing ambassadorship.
Ambos,
Like,
yeah.
if not, I'm all shaggy.
Then again, I have a question. I understand
Yeah.
that big brands are trying to reach out, you know, and that's why they pick up the most popular artists to give them ambassador, you know, positions and stuff. And that's why Moncheat is using Davido, Wema is using Davido, Chipper Cash is using Burna Boy, and UBA is using Wizkid. But like, there's famous but not so well-to-do musicians who this money. They need this money. They need this sponsorship money. They need this
They are not trying
ambassador
to
money.
give you money. They're trying to make gain for themselves. I don't think there's any deal from any of these companies you would ever see where they're not gaining something. See Moncheat, for
Definitely.
example, they did a deal with Davido. Now, in that deal, it can be that wherever Davido goes, there must be Moncheat to him. If he's having a meeting, the snack must be Moncheat.
Watch it,
If he's
yeah.
doing this, it must be Moncheat. If not, if he goes outside of his contract, he's going to pay the company back like a fine or whatever. There is always something.
Pepsi. Yeah,
So like,
those snacks ain't it. I'm not even going to lie. It's just very
exactly.
unhealthy. It's just very unhealthy.
But those guys don't send, because
I
they know they will
swear.
make money. They do that used to go out with like 30 people at the same time, 30 people eating money like that. So bread fires, so that kind of thing. When he was trying to join, I think it was RCA or Empire Records. I was trying to sign him when he was coming up, and he was like, "Why would you give me 20-15% on music that I make? And just because you're giving me an advance, then that's how he went independent on his own. So that it's either I make it or I don't make it, so rather than in quotes selling his soul, because that's basically what it is."
The guy is brave, I swear. The guy is fucking brave. I know
And look
Fitz.
at him now, with hundreds of millions of streams on just one song.
Guys, the guy is brave, Sha, because honestly, I think you'd have to have a you have to have faith in your craft, as much faith in your craft as possible. Like, Omo, if I put this thing in the market, there is no way it can flop. The only reason it can flop is when, okay, probably the industry greats are taking my streams for some reason, taking traffic off of my site or off of my platform for some reason. But like somebody like Speedy Darlington cannot flex like that. Speedy is probably independent, but he's not have choice.
Real.
I'm not trying to shade the energy god. Though, so if you guys come to me, Speedy is my guy. I like the guy. He's actually really funny. I mean, look at Vico the other time when Black Bones. I really like what Black Bones does. I mean, I expect that Chocolate City does quite some like a few things for him, but he goes out of his way to actually connect with his fan base. He's really in his, element when it comes to connecting and having actual interactions with his fan base. And he's actually a really funny guy, so he helps, So he's really hands-on. Hands-on. Well, it cuts costs for him, Sha. Instead of paying for director now, he chopped director money. All those kind of things, it goes a long way. Even if you can only pay if you afford, everything's still good last.
Really?
So personally, I feel artists that do this kind of thing are brave, because if you know that, like for instance, now there are some artists that do one song and then they just dip. They are not coming out again for a while. You're not hearing anything from them for a while. They are people
Pretty
that
well.
struggle to come back to the limelight. People that struggle so hard to come back to the limelight. And then they come back to the limelight and they enjoy, that limelight for a few, and then they come back again. Look at Ricardo Banks. When he dropped Bang, by the way, what a banger. When I first heard it, I didn't know Ricardo Banks was doing it. I was like, guys, she is fire. The amapiano, the lyrics, everything was just perfect. I'm like, Ricky is back? Back. And now, nobody's really jamming. It's still a vibe. The song is still a vibe. He now did a remix, which I don't know. I don't know why he did the remix, Sha, but like, I guess you want to milk it. But now, nobody's really listening to us, which is sad. So it's really fitting the success that comes with creating. So I understand why people sell their souls.
The whole music industry thing is just sad, really. It's just really sad. And damn, on this note, I have to go because my phone is on 2%.
Oh, yeah, you told me your phone is even loose. All right, now take care.
Yeah, you can rename the episode and put it out whenever you want.
Okay, sure.
All right. Ciao.
Yeah.